Tomorrow, we'll move the minutes for the January 26, 2010 meeting. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Members, before we get started, we did meet a few times during the interim and had our current staff helping us out, but we have two pages for the committee, and if they would just introduce themselves and tell us where you're from, that'd be great.
All right, well, I'm Pete Anderson. I'm from South St. Paul's. It's my first year.
Thanks, Reed.
I'm Andy Lee. I graduated from the
UVA. Thank you. So if you need anything ever, these are the gentlemen to ask. The fourth and final item before adjournment is the time parameters. Today, we'll be taking up allotting time parameters for House File 2700, which is the capital investment bill, which we should be taking up on Monday. I look back historically over the past few years, and it looks like in 2006 we were under 3 hours, and 2008 where we were over or right around 4.5 hours. So in order to start the discussion, I would say that 3 hours would be a good time parameter for this bill, which has been worked on through the summer, so every member sitting on a committee has seen portions of it. It's working its way through the process through the Capital Investment Committee this week, Finance, and then Ways and Means. So a lot of members will have seen it, and it's been much discussed in the news. So I'm going to throw out 3 hours and see how high the other side of the aisle wants to push it. The other discussion in this should be for purposes of planning is we will be coming in at our regularly scheduled time on Monday. We'll be debating during our regularly scheduled time for session, but we are not going to be going overtime into the afternoon when policy committees are meeting. Policy committees are probably going to have about a month's worth of meeting times, and we don't want to interfere with that. So the intention is if we can't finish within our hour and a half allotted time, we'll be coming back in the evening to finish up our work. With that, Representative Gunther. To my motion.
To your motion, Mr. Chairman, you mentioned in 06 it was how long? Three and a half hours?
2 hours and 15 minutes.
Okay, well, because there's a little controversy, not only in my caucus, but with the public, I think 4 hours would not be beyond concessions. I personally will not need 4 hours.
Okay.
But I think there are some people that would like to have at least that much time to discuss it. Whether they use it or not, I can't tell you.
Okay, that's fair. Just a few points to that. The public will not be participating in this, so if there's any controversy within the public, they're not allowed to testify on the House floor.
However,
as of yet, just for the record, and for 4 hours, if I did the math, that would give every member of your caucus approximately 8 minutes or 9 minutes to use. So, and if you don't need all your 9 minutes, perhaps you can give it to Representative Zellers.
I'll give it to him.
I will make that a friendly amendment, 4 hours for the capital investment bill from Representative Gunther. Representative Seifert.
Mr. Chair, so we're looking at starting, we're only going to do a capital investment that day?
Correct.
We're going to do an hour and a half and adjourn at 3 o'clock?
We're going to recess.
Recess at 3?
And then we'll come back in the after committees are wrapped up, and we'll be doing our work in the evening.
Probably 6:37, something like that.
We'll have to figure that out depending on this motion and kind of where we're at with committees. And I do know that Representative Solberg has a committee meeting that evening as well, so there's going to be a lot of balance going on.
Mr. Chair, it's
Representative Solberg.
Ways and Means and Finance together. We had hoped that the governor would present his budget to us on Friday so we could have it on Monday morning. He was chosen not to do that. I can't control that. I'm disappointed. That means that we will be having discussions on it on Monday evening. And we still don't know what time we missed, 10 or 11 or sometime on Monday.
All right. Any other discussion on the Sertich motion that was amended by Representative Gunther? Representative House.
I was a little confused as to what Solberg may have said, but would we recess until after normal committee meetings, but not necessarily the combined Ways and Means of Finance?
Representative Howes, that is correct.
Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Solberg.
Representative Howes, I resent the fact of normal committee.
Representative Solberg, you're an extraordinary committee. So
I would second that. That's what I was going to say. You just beat me to it.
That's the power of having the gavel. All those in favor of the Sertich motion as amended by Representative Gunther, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay?
No.
Motion prevails. Thank you, members. We are in recess.
An hour and a half.